It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits, so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
Hey, welcome, y'all. Welcome back to the Financially Fit Podcast. I am your host, Andre Creighton. And I'm so happy to be back with you all again for another week of helping everyone that's listening get financially fit, because that's the purpose of this podcast. So thus far, you know, we've talked about net worth. We talked about how to calculate that. Last week, we talked about the five things you must do to increase your net worth. And I'll just run through those again really quick. The first one was stop worrying about what others think. Number two was save for emergencies. Number three was pay down or pay off debt. Number four was invest. And number five, which is my favorite, which I probably did a little too much of, was have fun. It's important to have fun and enjoy your money while you can, because as we know, we all don't live forever. So enjoy it while you can. And life is precious. So today, I have a very interesting one for you, and we're going to build off of a lot of the things we've already talked about. But today is we're going to talk about the five keys to personal budgeting. And this is, you know, I will say that me and personal budgeting, we have a kind of a push and tug type of relationship. There's been times in my life where I've been really, really good and focused on my personal budgeting. And there's been times in my life where I've been like, you know what? Those things I said I want them now, and I'm going to get them now. And I think that that's what makes us great as human beings, is being able to learn from those different times and ways of life where, you know, sometimes you're very hyper-focused, sometimes you're not focused at all. And I think as humans, innately, it's really hard to be focused all the time. So I'm going to tell you the five keys that I believe that are important to personal budgeting in hopes of helping all of us focus more. Okay. So the first one is understanding your income and expenses. Seems pretty simple, right? Really, how much money are you bringing in versus how much are you paying out, right? And I know it sounds very simplistic, but I think what we fail to do is we don't always understand the difference between a need and a want. And let me break that down a little bit for you, because I've struggled with this throughout my life. We all need somewhere to live, right? We all need somewhere to live. So you're going to have to pay rent. You're going to have a mortgage. Those are needs that have to happen, right? Some of us can debate whether or not transportation is a need or a want. For me, it's a need, right? It's a need. I live an hour away from where I work, so I need the ability to transport into and from work every single day. So paying for a car or having some type of transportation in that way is important to me. But then I also have my vices, right? Like I have an Apple Watch on. I got my Jordans on today. Like I still love wearing nice shoes and having nice things and that sort, right? And those are wants. But where we get into a lot of problems as humans is when our wants conquer our needs, right? When our wants outweigh our needs, when we're spending more on those Jordans and then we're like, man, I don't got money to pay rent this month. That's when we fall into problems. So really being conscious and understanding your income and the expenses that are what I like to call sunk costs. Sunk costs, as I talked about in the prior episode, are those that are like, you're going to pay them regardless. They're going to be there. Buying Jordans are not a sunk cost. Those are variable costs that change every single month, right? The next thing is understanding the difference between tracking your expenses and also being able to understand where your savings goals fit into that. So I like to always say that when you're tracking your expenses, you want to have them on a spreadsheet. So every month, I'll give you an example. Every month, me and my wife sit down, right? And we sit there and we go through what our expenses are. We have a one-year-old at home, so we talk about daycare expense. We talk about our mortgage. We talk about our car loans. We talk about those sunk costs that we previously just talked about. But then we also talk about, like, what things do we want to do this month? Do we want to go to a play? Do we want to travel? Do we want to go and buy new clothes? You know, those are all things that we try to fit into our budget, which I think are important. Because when you have it in your budget, it's easy to understand that you're not overpaying or overspending in a way that doesn't allow you to, when that rent is due, say, hey, I don't have the money to pay my rent, right? And then on the other side of that, the savings goals, right? We talked about this in the last episode, is having that emergency savings is so important. 3 to 6 months of your fixed or sunk cost expense are so important, because then you don't get to the end of the month and that rent is due, you're like, man, I don't got it, right? There's times where you might overspend, right? But when you have that emergency savings, that gives you the ability and that flexibility within your budget to be able to say, okay, I know I overspent by $300-$400 this month. I really wanted these Jordans. They only drop every 2-3 years, right? Now I have to maybe take $300-$400 from my emergency savings to be able to support, you know, my rent and some of those sunk costs, and being able to think about it in that way. And then the next one is tracking your progress, right? So I think that's something that we always fail to do. I have failed to do that a lot in my life. You know, I talked last episode around my partying when I was in my 20s. I loved to party. I would go out to Uptown with my boys and, you know, with my nice little hot rod. And, you know, I thought I was doing something, right? And I think that in doing so, you know, I spent $200-$400 in a weekend out partying with my friends. But I never had that budget in my 20s and being able to track that progress to say, okay, well, this month I spent $400 over my budget. What do I need to do next month to make sure that doesn't happen, right? Do I need to increase my budget? Do I need to be more honest with myself around what my budgeting should look like? Maybe I'm under budget. Maybe I know that I like to party, right? Maybe I need to set $200-$300 aside for that want of mine, right? So just being able to constantly track your progress, and you don't have to do it on a weekly basis or every 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Find your tempo. For me and my wife, it's every month. Some people do it every quarter. I definitely would say that at minimum, it should be semi-annually, like every 6 months. I wouldn't go any longer than that. Because life changes very rapidly. And then the last thing I will say, you know, as far as budgeting, is understanding that your residual income, you know, really being able to dive into, you know, how much money do I have left after all of my expenses? Am I in a deficit after all my expenses? If I'm in a deficit, then we definitely have to take a look at those wants and say, maybe I need to hold back on these wants. If it's something that I do want, then maybe I need to find other ways to bring in income. I talked a lot about, you know, when I first came out of college, I was making $52,000 a year, right? And it was quite a bit of money, and I didn't have a lot of debt. I wasn't operating in a deficit, but I knew I liked to party. I knew I liked nice things. So what did I do? I went out and I reffed basketball. I reffed high school basketball for a number of years. I reffed some college basketball for a number of years. I coached football at a high school. I'm currently the head coach at a high school to give me some extra residual income. I find ways to be able to bring in additional income that I deem as like, okay, I'm not in the red after my initial paycheck, which, you know, with my career job, but that means anything on top of that is either icing on the cake, whether it's going to my savings or whether it's going to those wants or needs. Those are the things that I've done in my life to be able to give myself a little bit more financial freedom and to be honest with myself about around like what's realistic for me and my budget. And I think that goes back to a lot of the things I talked about around we have to stop worrying about what others think, because when you start comparing yourself to other people, your life doesn't look like their life. Their life doesn't look like your life, right? And you really have to be honest about what you want out of your life. If you want to party, you want to travel the world, you want to be able to, whatever it may be, that's okay. But don't put yourself in a deficit trying to do those things by running up credit cards or taking out loans. Do it in a way that makes sense within your budget by finding additional income outlets to be able to give yourself that those opportunities, whether it's investing, passive income, whether it's your savings, whether it's, like I said, finding additional jobs or things like that. So as I said, I hope this is helpful as you're thinking about personal budgeting. And, you know, at the end of the day, my biggest advice is just be honest with yourself. The only person you could be is you. And you have to be honest with yourself around what really is your drives you and makes you happy. And once you do that, then you'll be in a better place to really set yourself on a path to being successful and financially fit with your personal budgeting to hopefully, at the end of the day, increase your net worth. So once again, I would like to thank you for tuning in to the Financially Fit Podcast. I am your host, Andre Creighton. And as I've always said, the power is not in how much money you make. The power is in how much money you keep. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner. But my most important role is mom. Three of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family too.
When I walked across that stage at my high school graduation, I was excited, but confused about my next step. Then I walked through the doors at Doherty Family College. Doherty Family College is part of the University of St. Thomas. It's a two-year college that lets you earn an associate's degree and puts you on a path to your bachelor's degree. Classes are small, so I have a personal relationship with professors committed to my success. Like the name says, they treat us like family. They call us scholars because they believe we could do anything we put our minds to. They set us up for excellence with free tutoring, and that's not the only thing that's free. Laptops, books, even breakfast and lunch, and bus fare. That's part of the package here at Doherty Family College. It's even free to apply. So do like I did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up a tour. We'd be excited to welcome you to our family here at Doherty Family College.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh. But did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care. Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org.
You manage expenses. You manage risk. You manage market fluctuations. You manage productivity, inventory, and delivery. And some days, you just manage. Work with a banker who understands that helping your business through challenging times takes a thoughtful plan, creative thinking, and a partner you can count on. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
At General Mills, our table is your table. And we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.